Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Trish, always a pleasure speaking with you. I got to ask you, before we start talking about the main subject that we're going to talk about, you were just a little while ago involved with the WWE once again. And in fact, you were involved with their reality show, correct?
Yes, Tough Enough.
What was that like going back into the ring again? Because every once in a while you do return, and it's always, you know, huge applause for you. But also being part of a reality show, you're helping young stars get their chance to be in the squared circle.
Well, it was kind of a great fit to go back because I was working with young stars, like you say. And, yeah, I was coming back as the role of a trainer. So to get these kids ready to know what to expect once they got into the WWE, to put them through the training. And I also kind of went in with my own spin. I kind of said, well, listen, what I did, what made me a great performer as a WWE performer was bringing in yoga. So I brought in yoga to the training, which was kind of cool. And it was the kids actually really accepted it really well.
Well, you know what? You're going to be able now to help so many people with yoga because you have your own facility, but not everybody can always make it down there, even though they should.
Right. Well, I used to say that my mission is to make the world do yoga, and it's a little bit difficult just out of one place in Vaughan. However, now with the DVD, I'm able to, of course, reach a lot more people, and hopefully, slowly but surely, I'll still start getting the world to do yoga.
Before we start talking about what we actually have on the DVD, there are so many people who either, they have a tough time in getting to the gym or wanting to work out, whether it be, again, being in the gym, whether it be walking, whether it be jogging, or, people who do it, but sometimes they get bored. What do you think the benefits are for somebody who decides to take up yoga to be, to get into shape?
Well, yoga is just, it's so versatile. It really, any age, anybody can do it. It really is something that is accessible to everybody. And the great thing is it can be designed for whatever purpose your body needs. So I know personally, I used yoga initially to rehabilitate a back injury. I had a herniated disc from wrestling. Then I found later on I was using it to, help me with the busy schedule of being on the road with WWE for up to 300 days of the year. And then later on, I use it as a conditioning tool to continue as a performer. Currently, I use it as, a stress management. And then now I took it to another level where I took the yoga, and it's so versatile that I realized, I can integrate some resistance training movements out of it and make it more of a fitness spin. So that's what I've done with this DVD. And, I've seen the Toronto Maple Leafs come in. I've given them a specific sequence that is designed for hockey players. So it really is, yoga is like a big basket of moves, and you can pick the ones you want out of them, put them in a specific order, and you'll get a different benefit out of it.
See, when I, back in the day, when I used to think of yoga, all I thought was, somebody, with incense, yoga music, and, sitting there with a hum, and then maybe a little stretch here and a little stretch there. I'm completely way off with this, aren't I?
You are way off with that, Rudy. To be honest, when I first opened the studio about 3 years ago, that's exactly what people thought yoga was. It was like, what is it, stretching and stuff? It's like, yeah, there is some stretching involved. And I think I spent the first year just running around telling everyone what else you can get out of yoga because it is so versatile. And it just took, it took actually going out and showing people and showing different examples and using different, athletes to demonstrate the benefits of yoga. Now I think what I did is, I kind of see the same thing. A lot of people, everyone wants to be fit as we get older too. It's important to try and develop your muscle. People want to burn fat. So all these things are important. So I thought, why not take yoga and modernize it a little bit and let's add a little bit of fitness spin to it. So you're getting the benefits of the practice, which is an amazing system that literally stimulates your entire body. It stimulates every, glands and your endocrine system. And then taking it up a notch and, get a little, get your pump on and get some muscle toning action as well.
So what exactly do we get to see on this DVD?
So I went back to my fitness roots with this DVD. I broke it into different sections based on body parts. So there's a flow section, and it has purely focus on legs. Then we have a focus on arms, and we have a focus on chest and back. So I broke it up the way we used to approach working out at the gym. And I put them into nice little manageable 10-minute sequences. So So I think that's what it is. So basically, if you get up and you can only get 10 minutes and you could just pop that in, that's all you need. As long as you get moving, I find that's what I say to people. People say, how long should I keep moving for? I said, you know what? Just get moving. As long as you start moving, you'll find that your 10 minutes, your body's going to want 20 minutes. The next thing you know, you want 30 minutes. And your body's getting used to it, and it's not so difficult. It just kind of becomes more natural, and your body starts to flow.
So can you go on your own pace? Is it something that's going to be difficult? You know, for especially for folks who are thinking, you know what, coming to the end of the year, I want to start losing weight. I want to get into shape. Maybe this might be something that I can do that isn't going to be pounding like, you know, some other things. I don't want to be in a gym. I can do this at home. Could it help you lose weight and really get yourself fit?
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of what you go at your own pace. So it's your own practice. So if you're having a little bit of a tired day or a stress day, you don't have to go as hard, but you're still getting the benefits from the poses. It's low. There's zero impact. There's no equipment required. You literally just, all you got to do is get your body moving. And it's designed the way the poses are designed. You're going to work out every single part of your body. So imagine working your whole body out in only 50 minutes. And then I created these gloves. Back in the day, I think everybody had these. I'm not sure, Rudy, if you had a pair. But there are these bean bags that we would Velcro on to our wrists and our ankles.
Yes.
For weight. All right. Well, I had this, and this is how I designed this yoga sequence. I actually got asked to play a bounty hunter, so I was playing the role of a bounty hunter, and I had a bit of a yoga body, didn't really have a fit body. So I thought I was combining my yoga with using these Velcro bean bags. I was thinking, okay, get a little extra resistance, kind of pump it up a little bit. And then I thought, this is ridiculous. I need to figure out how to not look silly like this. So I came up with these things I call the fit gloves. And the fit gloves are basically a one-pounded weight. So you have 1 pound on each hand. The bottom have skid-free bottoms, so you can literally do yoga anywhere, so you don't slide when you're doing your downward dogs. And that's what lets you do. Now imagine holding warrior pose, but you've got these 1 pound weights on your hand. So you're isometrically training your muscles. So that's what takes it up a little notch. And yeah, you definitely stick with this. Trust me, you'll get toned, you'll lose weight. And I can't, you know, I can't stop singing the praises of yoga. There's just something about yoga that makes you feel amazing.
You have other products too that you've helped develop that folks can pick up too, correct?
Yeah, and that's really what happened is having the workout, developing the fit gloves. It just spurred on this natural progression, which was to create this whole product line. So Stratosphere Living is the product line that I've now created, and it includes mats, an environmentally friendly mat. I have yoga blocks, yoga towels, and I'm really proud of this fit kit. I call it a yoga fitness kit because for years people have asked me, what do I do? What do I eat? And so now I put together this kit because I want someone to say, if someone says to me, I want to make a change in my life. I really want to get more healthy. I want to live a better life. I can give them this kit, and inside you've got your DVD for your workout. You've got your mat, that's your space to do your work. And then I've included a nutrition journal. And yes, I said nutrition journal. And that basically write down everything you eat. It tells you the yeses and the nos. And it really, this kit will give you your best start to just get started on a healthy lifestyle and start Stratosphere Living.
Now, you have a bit of a challenge that for folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, they are going to have a chance to actually see what's going to happen because I'm going to be coming up very soon to your facilities to actually do a videotaping of all this. But you have a challenge for people, don't you?
Yeah, it is Stratosphere Living Challenge. You know, basically, that's what I'm telling people to do. It's very simple. Get out there, incorporate a little bit of yoga in your life. Get the physical activity in, a daily physical activity, and just be a little more aware of what you eat. Be a little bit more mindful. All I'm saying is basically taking out the processed foods, keeping it with really whole foods, natural foods, and that's what you're going to do, Rudy Blair. You're going to take this challenge, and you're going to see some changes, I think.
Okay, because I'm going to warn you right
you
now
ready?
Because I'm almost ready. See, I've been you know going to the gym for the last little while. I've been pumping up as hard as I can, but here's the thing. When I'm done working out, I've got the worst cravings for potato chips.
The, really? Out of everything, it's just potato chips?
It's well, actually, two things. Potato chips, you know those little chocolate bars, Mr. Big?
Yeah, the little Mr. Bigs,
yeah. I can't get enough of those. Like, I have to stop myself. I could eat a bag full, like the big bag of chips. I can eat that, like, in a shot.
Well, this is the thing. When we get towards the end of the year, it becomes, you know, there's Halloween, then you've got those little guys all over the house, and then Christmas comes, and, you know, you have all these yummy foods coming and holiday cookies and Christmas parties and stuff. So that's why I always say, like, people say, oh, I'll get back on track. Everyone thinks the New Year's resolution is when to start. But actually, think about this. If you start working out right now, you're actually going to be okay to have those treats in the holidays. And it's all about balance. So, I mean, people say to me, oh, you know, how does it feel? Listen, I have the odd chocolate bar. Of course I do. But because I'm doing my yoga practice regularly, I'm offsetting the calories. So that's why you can have the odd, you know, you can tackle the holidays just as long as you're working out along the way so it all balances out. That's what you need to do.
Well, you're going to have a chance to speak to some fans or people who want to learn more about this if they come down to a very special party that you're going to be throwing.
Yeah, we're so excited. You know, my product line has officially launched across Canada. So it's in retailers like Home Outfitters, Sears, GNC, Sport Check, London Drugs. And what we're doing is we're coming back to the studio where it all started, and we're celebrating the release of the product line at the Stratosphere Yoga Studio, just south at the Vaughan Mills Mall. And from 12 till 4, we're just basically telling everyone, come on down, you know, check out the products. And if people are ready to accept the Stratosphere Living Challenge, well, we will help them get on their way.
That is incredible. I mean, can I say how proud I am of you?
Yes, you can.
Because of everything you've done in the ring and outside the ring and, you know, just really, you know, going after your dream, I think it's incredible. And I think you're such an inspiration for so many people out there.
Thanks, Rudy. I've been very blessed with a lot of opportunities. I mean, and it's been really, you know, I'm very lucky that I'm able to pursue something that I'm passionate about. You know, it's funny how just even retiring from wrestling, like, happened to find yoga, and I loved yoga, so it just was something I wanted to spread the word about. And the studio just, it's such a cool platform for me to go in there. And, like, I mean, obviously, there's one thing, I'm coming back to my roots, coming back from my fitness background, so it's neat to be spreading that same message of health and fitness back again. But, I mean, in the studio, I can see people transform. I see people, you know, taking up a healthier lifestyle, and I see them sticking with it. And I see not only weight loss and transformation that way, but I see people who genuinely are just, you know, happier people, and they're living better lives because they've decided to take a simple step like integrating a little bit more yoga or a little bit more physical fitness into their daily regime. And it's really cool to see and to speak with people. And so developing the line was so cool because really, I don't think even my students and my teachers, I don't know if they realize, but they were all part of me developing it. Like all this feedback and all this, yeah, I really wish I could do yoga on the go. It's like the fit gloves. I want to be more fit when, you know, yoga's great, but I got to go to the gym too. Well, that's how I created this DVD of like combining the fitness and the yoga. So, you know, just having everyone around, it's been, I guess, almost like a laboratory of sorts and like a live experiment. And it's great to watch people transition and transform. And I've been very blessed. So, and a great support team around me to be able to do that and spread that message.
Yeah, but you know, though, if you wanted to, you could make it 8-time world champion, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Except, of course, I'd have to be the Divas championing this time around because women's champion is the championship's gone. So, yeah, actually, I've not been the Divas champion ever, Rudy. What do you think of that?
You know what? And no disrespect to the WWE, but they can call it whatever they want. To me, it's still the women's champion, and you're still the greatest of all of them. So... Bottom line.
Thank you.
Bottom line. Website, Twitter for folks who want to learn more about this or, you know, being able to come down to your studio. Where do they go?
Well, they can go to trishstratus.com. If right now they go to stratosphereyoga.com, we have this amazing contest. We're doing a live drawing at the party on Saturday, and we're drawing for a 1-year membership to Stratosphere as well as a yoga fitness kit. So if they go to stratosphereyoga.com, you can see this contest. You can enter our contest and come and see me on Saturday. Come and meet Team Stratosphere, who is this amazing team who is inspiring people to get healthy and fit. And I hope you can make it.
Going to do my best to do what I can. Oh, and Twitter. Do you have Twitter?
Trish Stratus.